What's your favorite Christmas activity? Decorating? Baking? Preparing and eating those traditional foods that are part of your family celebration for generations? Finding that perfect gift? Seeing the plaza Christmas lights? Just being together with loved ones? Well, the Worship Planning Committee is hoping this morning that one of the things that is among your favorites is singing the carols of Christmas, because as you've seen already, this service is designed to be a service of singing. Of singing those beloved carols of Christmas. As we gather today, and as we sing those carols in celebration of the birth of our Savior, I want to focus on what might be called the first Christmas carol. The first Christmas carol was the one sung by the angels on that Christmas night long ago. But first, a brief detour regarding the nature of angels. There is a lot of confusion about angels in our world today. The main point of confusion, which is very persistent in our culture, is that when we die, we become angels. That's a neat idea. It would be pretty cool to be an angel, but that's not a biblical idea. People are people, and angels are angels, and one does not become the other. God created angels as spiritual beings and gave them the task of serving God and doing His bidding. In fact, the primary task of angels, which is why they are called that, is to be messengers. Both the Hebrew and Greek terms used in the Bible for angels mean messenger. Just think about the Christmas story and the role of angels as messengers. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary and says, "Mary, guess what? You're going to be the mother of the Messiah." An angel appears to Joseph in a dream and says, "Joseph, it's okay for you to marry Mary." And so he does. On that first Christmas night, it is an angel that appears to those shepherds as they're watching their sheep and says, "I've got good news of great joy for all the people. A Savior is born, Christ the Lord." And don't forget that after Jesus' death and resurrection, it is an angel that announces Christ is risen. On that first Christmas night, the angels proclaim a most unlikely message to those shepherds, that God's promise to send a Messiah, a Savior, a promise that was made and repeated through the centuries, that promise is fulfilled in the birth of a baby boy born to a peasant girl named Mary and her husband Joseph in a little town called Bethlehem. This baby placed in a manger in an animal food trough. This baby, declares the angel, is Christ the Lord. Christ, the Savior of the world. Realize that few, if any, would have been looking in, of all places, Bethlehem in a stable to find the Son of God and the Savior of the world. And then suddenly the sky is filled with an amazing number of angels. Angels glorifying God as they proclaim the birth of Jesus. They proclaim the good news of great joy with what we might describe as a two-phrase song. The first phrase is, audience participation is required, glory to God in the highest. Relief. And the second phrase is, okay, some variation, especially on that second phrase. The English Standard Version puts it this way, and peace among those with whom he is pleased, or some variation thereof. Two simple phrases. Now, likely there were some embellishments. We don't know if there was harmony or maybe counterpoint, or we don't know any of that. But we know the basic message. And we know that the message of that song is both a message of praise and of peace. It is a song that captures what the celebration of Christ's birth is all about. Praising God, worshiping Him, glorifying Him, and proclaiming what the birth of that baby, that Savior, means for each one of us. He came to bring peace, to take our sin upon himself, your sin and my sin and the sins of the whole world, the sins of all people for all time, to take sin upon himself and by his death pay sin's price so that we might have peace. To restore peace between us and our God. And to point us in the direction of being at peace with one another as we journey together through this life on this earth. I'm going to be very presumptuous this morning by suggesting what those Christmas angels might say to you and me this morning as we are gathered here in worship if they were to come and say something as God's messengers. My suggestion as to what they would say is this. Join the sing-along. Sing and shout, glory to God in the highest. All praise and honor and glory be to God. And sing of peace. Peace to those upon whom God's favor rests. How might you join the sing-along and make that song of the angels known? Mend a quarrel. Dismiss suspicion and replace it with trust. Give generously to those in need. Give a soft answer. Seek justice for those who are voiceless and oppressed. Listen. No, really, listen. Apologize when you are wrong. Express your gratitude. Welcome a stranger. Take pleasure in the beauty of God's magnificent creation. I bring you good news of great joy to all the people. To you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.